Ever heard any other names for that? Say, when you're kidding around, kind of joking names or anything?
John. I guess that's about it.
And, okay, we're looking for principal parts of here. You would say, you would ask me, did you
hear me?
And I might say, yes, I
heard you.
Or I might say, no, I still haven't
heard you.
Yeah. And if I ask you if you know a person, you might say, well, I don't know him, but I've
heard of him.
And, say if a friend came to town and another friend might say, have you been to see him yet? You would say, no, I. He says, have you been to see him? You say, no, I
haven't.
And, let's see. Say, something you do, you might say, I might say, do you do that often? And you say, yes, I
do.
And, I might say, does he like ice cream? Does Gary like ice cream? And you say, yes, he
does.
And, okay. Now, say if someone, say a student in school and she's not, won't do her homework, won't turn in assignments on time, and, you know, just generally is kind of lazy and sorry, her mother might come and say, why is little Sally doing so bad? You say, well, she just, what?
Sleeps in class, probably lazy, fools around, talks too much.
And talking about how much she cares about her schoolwork, you'd say, well, she just
doesn't care. Doesn't make any difference to her.
And if you're not certain about something, you might say, well, I'm just not
sure.
And let's see. Okay, let's say, talking about, you say, the place you live is just your what?
Home.
Yeah, another word for that is, we just bought a new
house.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah, okay, what's the difference?
Okay, a home includes the people that are inside and what you make of it. And a house is just the structural building.
And more than one house, you would have two
houses.
And what about a place that maybe your grandfather had where he'd back out where he would store hay and keep cattle and stuff like that?
Barn.
Yeah. And did they have barns?
Sure.
What they look like?
Well, an older type barn, and I used to stay with them when my parents were going trips, and they would go up every morning and milk the cows and feed, and I would wait for them to come back down there, and I'd always want to go and get the eggs. It's always a big deal for me to go in and collect the eggs, but my grandmother was always afraid that I'd drop them, and I always like to get the brown eggs, and I bring them back in, and then I may go up with them at night time around 5:30 or 6 and help them milk. One time I tried to milk.
Where did they milk? Did they have any special place for milking?
No, just in the barn lot.